Hi there. My last set of 10. 3. You know, sometimes when your body's exercising real hard, you reach a point where you feel like you can't. 4. You can't run one more step or pump one more time. 5. It's called hitting the wall. 6. But if you can break through that wall, you feel like you can go on forever. 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Whew. Takes a lot of determination. You really have to want to do it. And that desire comes from here and here. A lot goes through your mind when your body's working hard. Not just thoughts, feelings too. Here's a book of poems filled with all the different feelings people have when playing sports. It's called Sports Pages.
Sports Pages by Arnold Adolph. Illustrations by Steve Kuzma. Read by LeVar Burton. Watch me on the wing. Watch me on the wing, sweeper. The deeper I can play, the faster I can lay out my traps for their fullback moving too close to midfield. I shine along the sidelines from midfield back to our goal. I am the quickest, sharpest, most intelligent, and most modest player on my team, in this league. I have the super speed. I have the need to do a little more than play only one position. I defend. I score. I run like wind across the cornfields of this town. I'm a brown tornado on a muddy day. The opposition knows I come to play with all I bring. They watch. Watch me on the wing. Sweet. You are at the line. You take a deep breath. You take a deep breath. You know, a free throw is really a free throw. No hands in your face. No race down the court. No block. No clock. This is the place to score. This is the time to pour it in and beat those nasty bad guys on the other team once and for all.
Go for it, Chris.
This is the time to win this game. You bounce the ball once and wish for all the luck you know you don't need. You shoot. and the ball flies and arcs and speeds down through the hoop to meet the net. You get your point, your score, your wish. Swish. Sweet.
The thoughts and feelings you have when you play a sport are an important part of the experience. The excitement, determination, frustration, joy, there's a whole range of emotions you may go through. I know I do when I play a sport. Take cycling, for example.
The excitement of pedaling hard in a big race. Goalkeeping in ice hockey means concentration, really focusing on that puck.
Hang on to it. Hey!
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You want to keep your gloves up here so you don't get them too much of the top part of the net. Just like that, yeah. That's great, yeah.
Running an obstacle course, my body straining, my mind one step ahead, ready for the next challenge.
Set to go. The flag is up. And they're off.
What a feeling. Pounding down the track on the back of that powerful horse.
Sky cap, top hat.
Swimming. Here I really compete against myself.
Five. Great. I bettered my time. You know, in swimming, as in any sport, the most important person you have to beat is yourself. Every time you go out there, you want to be quicker, stronger, better than you were the time before. Even when you're a member of a team, the best way to contribute is to always do your own personal best.
Liz Crandall is a top-ranked member of the United States gymnastics team. She knows a lot about giving every performance her personal best.
I started gymnastics when I was 5 years old. My sister was in gymnastics, and my mom thought I was too hyper, and she had to get me into something.
A little more. Hold it over the top.
I liked gymnastics when I first started. I wanted to do it a lot. I couldn't wait to get on the equipment.
Okay, an aggressive kip hand. Lock arm. Lock. Stick it.
I think it's important to be confident in what you do because that can make you or break you in gymnastics. If you're not confident, then you're not going to do very well.
Stick. Hurry. Beautiful.
Bars is one of the easier events. Mostly what you need is a lot of strength work and conditioning because bars involves a lot of strength.
That's the way. Pump it up, Liz. Stick it. Nice, good job.
First, before you even get on the bars, you have to wear a certain equipment that helps you stay on the bars. And we also use chalk, which helps us stick to the bar because the bars can get really slick and you can slide off really easily.
Okay, pull over fast. Flatten fast. Here we go. That's the way, Liz. Good.
Double fold, make sure you take the time to set before you twist.
In the floor exercise, you need a lot of endurance to make it through your whole routine.
Let a girl, arms up when you finish. Okay.
The floor exercise is a combination of dancing and acrobatics put together. In competition, our routines are done to music, and a lot of the time, you choose the music to fit your personality. The music that I have right now fits my personality really well because it's kind of wild and rock and roll, but it's also playful and energetic at the same time. The The balance beam is kind of scary at first, but after you're used to it, it's not hard at all.
Okay, that's nice. We need to make it a little bit smoother.
The reason why a lot of people are nervous on the beam is because on that 4 inches, if you're a little bit off, you're gonna fall. You're not born with balance. It's just something that you work at and you develop from practice.
Wanna do that again?
Yes. I go barefoot because you can feel each part of the beam and it makes me feel more secure. Sometimes when I'm scared of a trick, I just tell myself that I can do it and that I'm going to be fine, and that usually makes me go. When you hit a meet, that's what it means when you do everything right on all your events. It makes you feel really good inside because you know that the practicing has paid off. When you're number two in the nation, everyone expects you to do real well. And it would be really nice to be number one.
3, 2, 1.
The defense a look and goes into the plate. He goes right. No, he's going left. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a tremendous ball handling display. He's at the top of the key. He stops, fakes, and shoots. And amazing, gets his own rebound. Ladies and gentlemen, time for one last desperation shot at the buzzer. And he shoots, and he misses. I'm gonna make that shot today if it's the last thing I do. Goals are important in sports. Setting them and working hard to reach them in spite of the obstacles you might find in your path. Championship pairs figure skaters Kim and Wayne Siebold set a goal for themselves that seemed impossible to reach, but they were determined to make the U.S. Olympic team.
Ready, two, three, four. Now.
To be a great skater, it takes a lot of determination and a lot of hard work and the will to practice and I guess the courage to get out there every day in front of people and fall over and over and over and over and still get up and do it again. We really haven't had very many obstacles in our career, but one of the major ones we had was financial. And our parents had given up everything that they could possibly give up for us. And our hometown, Marion, Indiana, stepped in and so we're gonna have this fundraiser for you to help you get through the next year or two. And they said, we know that you can do it and here's the money to do it. And no matter if you make the team or not, the Olympic team, we'll be proud of you.
I think that it takes a lot of courage to follow your dreams. And you just have to, you know in your heart that you want to do it.
That's a job. That's the way I want to see it. Just, Kim, be careful of that breakaway. When you exchange the hands over the head in that last spin, make sure there's a good hand grip on that.
All right.
Okay? Well, we'll try one more, then we'll leave them.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Go ahead.
Look away on it now.
Great.
For me to skate with my brother is great because of the trust that we have. And I don't think I could ever trust another person to lift me like he does.
One of my biggest fears is the fear of dropping my sister, and that's because it's basically a free fall for her from 6 or 7 feet in the air. And the way that I overcome that fear is by practicing my footwork, practicing every day with my sister on the floor. The more you practice and the more that you do a move, then the more confident you feel.
Now.
When you think you're perfect, then you don't improve. When you make mistakes and you fall, then that's when you really realize that it takes a lot of hard work.
You learn how to fall, you know, and sometimes the people sitting alongside the boards go, wow, that must have hurt, but it didn't, you know, because you learn how to fall.
Whoops.
Every time you fall, you gotta get back up on the horse, so to speak, and do it again,
yeah.
or you become afraid of it.
Yeah, I'm getting too old for that.
If you have a dream, it's always reachable. When we were 7 and 9, we always had a dream of going to the national championships or going to the Olympic Games or going to the world championships. And we reached every one of those dreams. If you want something bad enough in life, you're not gonna get it by saying, oh, I don't feel like going in today. You gotta say, I may not feel like it, but I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna work and, you know, maybe I'll only skate an hour today.
You have to want it. I mean, your parents can tell you, get out there and practice.
With that one.
But you have to reach down inside yourself and say, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it.
The more I learn, the more I realize, the less I know. Each step I take, Papa, I have a voice now. Each page I turn, Papa, I have a choice now. Each mile I travel.
wonderful when the hard work pays off. And books are a great payoff, too. So if you like sports pages, then here's a terrific team of books that will really score points with you. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Guess what? I know a rotten football team that'll leave you laughing. They're in this book called Miss Nelson Has a Field Day. Everyone at Horace B. Smedley School was depressed. Even the cafeteria ladies. The school football team hadn't won a game all year. That team just wanted to clown around. One character in the story tried to scare them into shape. It didn't work. But there was one person that could sure fix them. It was the nasty Viola Swamp. This is a weird story with a funny twist at the end. And take it from me, Brent Boyce, this will leave you in stitches.
Do you like stories with animals as the characters? Well, here's a great book called Making the Team. It stars a pig named Luann and a cat named Arnie. Luann and Arnie are good friends. Luann wants to be a cheerleader, and Arnie wants to play football. They decide to try out for the teams. But first, they must practice. They practice, practice, and practice. They both have a little trouble. Luann isn't very good at split jumps. She can't get off the ground. Arnie has trouble catching the football. Finally, the big day comes. Tryouts. I don't want to tell you the ending of this story, but I know it's going to make you laugh. I'm Sandy Chum, and this book really makes the team.
Greetings, I'm Yazan, and I'd like to introduce you to a book that I've just read. It's about how sports can help people understand each other better, even if they don't speak the same languages. It's called Soccer Sam. Soccer is an international sport. In this story, it helps a boy named Sam communicate with his cousin Marco, who comes from Mexico to spend the year. At first, Sam and Marco can't really communicate very well. Sam tries to play basketball with his cousin, but Marco always bounces the basketball on his head or with his feet. Finally, they go to the mall and Marco buys a soccer ball. And that's when the communication really gets going. This book shows that there are many ways for people to exchange cultures, and sports is definitely one of the best.
Here's another book that no athlete's collection should be without. It's called Sports, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about any sport you can imagine.
Rugby's a British sport. Their ball looks like our football. Rugby players wear high-sided shoes. Field hockey goalkeepers wear masks like this. And of course, there's bowling, one of America's favorite rainy day activities. Can you believe how many different kinds of rackets a tennis player has to choose from?
You know, sports aren't always about competing. They're also about just having fun. And there's nothing like a relaxing ride on my bike to complete a tough day of working out. And why ride alone? You ready, guys?
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready. I'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Sports Pages by Arnold Adolph, illustrations by Steve Kuzma, published by J.B. Lippincott. Miss Nelson Has a Field Day by Harry Allard and James Marshall, published by Houghton Mifflin Company. Making the Team by Nancy Carlson, published by Carol Rhoda Books, Incorporated. Soccer Sam by Jean Marzolo, illustrated by Blanche Sims, published by Random House. Sports by Tim Hammond, photos by Dave King, published by Alfred A. Knopf, Incorporated.